is the Don and Mike Show.
It is so good to be home. You know, I wanted us to live in a place with real family values. But values don't come from where you live or who your friends are. They come from inside, from your own beliefs.
I agree, Lois. Like, for instance, if you're watching a TV show and you decide to take your values from that, you're an idiot. Maybe you should take responsibility for what values your kids are getting. Maybe you shouldn't be letting your kids watch certain shows in the first place if you have such a big problem with them, instead of blaming the shows themselves.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well said. For a cartoon.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Don and Mike, go home and get your shine box.
This is about our colons.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
The home for tolerance. The Don and Mike Show.
I guess the question is, why do you have to be such a hump?
Welcome back.
Stinky McStink Face.
Right. Hello. La, la, la. What day is it?
Hi, it's Wednesday, June 14th, 2007.
It's Thursday, honey.
It's Thursday,
it's not just Wednesday, it's Thursday.
What a way to start the show, huh? Can't even get the day straight.
What do you really want, Regis?
What do you do with an elderly woman?
Regis. Right.
I'm surrounded by thugs, goons, and deviants.
Tell me about it, please. Please tell me. What else, Regis?
I thought he sucked.
Yeah, I agree, Carla.
Hold on. What? Where's Regis?
Were you going commando?
There he is.
Reg.
There's our Reg.
So I didn't see that this morning. Did he come out and get the day wrong?
Yeah, he's falling apart real fast.
He ain't the same guy since he had that ticker problem.
No, she's just sitting there rubbing her, I hope Reg croaks soon, little genie bottle thing, waiting for her husband, Mark Consuelo, to be able to get the job.
That'll be a sad day.
You know, the more I watch Regis and Kelly, I watch it every day. It's the best 20 minutes on TV, really, that opening part.
Right.
God, I know we've discussed it before, but today she was discussing the fact that she was putting on some evening gown for some red carpet somewhere.
A sequined evening gown that was somehow see-through.
See-through. And that she had to put those jelly things in for her, for where her boobs go. And you could see her fake little jelly boobs.
And I guess you can see her panties also through the dress.
Through the dress. But the thing that I'm focusing on constantly with Kelly Ripa is because she brings it to the attention of everybody on the show every day, the fact that she has no boobs. Mm-hmm. She has almost reverse boobs. The bumps go in.
Inverted. Well, she's so thin.
They're concave.
And she doesn't have, I don't think she's ever had breasts. And she's thinned on top of it, and she likes talking about it. And then when you hear her start talking about it, you start to stare.
And if she wears a top like she had on today, when she leans over to make a point, you can actually see where a normal woman would have cleavage.
Right. She's got
ribs. Like, ribs are poking through.
She's got riblets.
That's right.
It's Kelly's riblets that she's got there, and he's got riblets too.
And the thing is, she's such a cute lady. She really is.
Hey, lady.
It's a lady.
It's a lady.
She's cute, and she's got a nice ass, got a nice, a pretty face. But no boobs at all.
None. And she points that out. I don't think she's ever going to get a boob job because she's really, now she's officially known for it.
Right.
Now she's known for it. She talks about it every day on the show, and so it doesn't matter to her.
I don't know. It would make it so I wouldn't do her, I think.
I think she was, did you see the show yesterday when she was talking about that puppy dog?
She wanted to adopt?
Yeah, and then they put the picture up of it. I think. Don't you think she was goosing the person that adopted that dog to maybe find its way back to her family? I thought that's what she was going
on for. On their TV show, they had someone who was like, these dogs need a home.
Right.
And she wanted the dog. She talked to her family after the show, but someone else called and got the dog.
Yeah, she was too late because she waited to talk to Mark. It does sound like she's a good woman, that she defers to him as far as major decisions made around the family.
And do you ever wonder what he's doing? Because, like, she always says, oh, Mark's off making a movie somewhere. Meanwhile, you and I are bigger stars than Mark Consuelo. I mean,
he's always making a movie on location in some odd town.
Like in New Mexico or Canada.
Yeah, it's always Canada. Now, I know they make a lot of movies in Vancouver, Canada, but New Mexico, maybe not so much. I'm not quite sure. But
and
he,
I, Excuse me, I don't even think that they are like Lifetime made-for-TV movies. They're not that good.
You know, they may be significant movies. It's just he's not significant in them.
I think they're health films.
From the 1950s.
Exactly. They're period pieces.
Well, poor Regis every day on that show. They prop him up, and he just is falling apart. They had a moment where, was it on yesterday's show? They repainted the hallways, and he started to rave out about it, and he said, can we get a camera, and can we go down and show the hallway? And Gelman, his lover, says from off screen,
right.
Regis, you did this last week.
Yeah, and then he comes out today with the wrong day.
That's common.
It's just he's done that for a long time. It's just a little troublesome.
And you hear when he still talks about it, he goes out and plays like 8 sets of tennis on Sunday.
And his schedule. I mean, really, the guy's what, 100 years old?
Uh-huh. Well, I did Larry King. Then Joy and I went to David Steinberg's book signing, and we went out to eat at Cirque du Soleil last night.
That's in between, and they went to the premiere of the Angelina Jolie film.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, he's everywhere, and then he comes. I think he's probably exhausted after 30 nights.
Then we went in there, and I asked, what's the name of that maitre d'? Bruno.
Were you going commando?
Bruno, and I said, what's the score of the game? Yeah, Bruno. How are you there, boy?
Sure, boy.
He's as bad with the Yankees as you are with the Red Sox.
Did Larry sound a little, even in the small clip that we have, did Larry sound a little curt with Regis? Like when Regis was doing the whole singing thing, it sounds like Larry's in his, all right, go ahead. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, fine. Move on. I don't understand. Yeah, go ahead. Larry occasionally with a guest will sound impatient and disinterested.
Yes.
You know, and it really sounded like he had no interest in what Regis had to say.
The nauseating one where they sing together?
Yeah, hey.
And here's what I'm going to do. I love the way you sing, too. And incidentally, one time on an airplane, Larry and I were sitting together, and he was humming a song, and it was an old song. And I said, and I found out then that as a kid, you memorized all those songs
in the
New York radio, as I did.
He's interrupting.
So if I sing a couple of songs.
Okay, I'll do the next one.
A couple of lines to a song.
Okay.
And
I'll
love thinking of, of Pete Fountain, all those great old Southern songs from Dixieland. I'm Alabama bound.
I hear the root beat doop. I hear those heebie-jeebies running round.
Why do you favor rape?
All right, I'll do it, Regis. Yeah, I'll do it.
Speaking of, Regis makes a joke about Kelly's flat chest.
Ah.
And I stepped out into the light, and lo and behold, my entire dress.
Oh, this is from today. This is what I was talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. Here she is again talking about her lack of breasts.
And I stepped out into the light, and lo and behold, my entire dress is see-through. But for the pads that I had sewn in up top.
So that were you going commando?
No.
or Britney Spears?
No.
Good for him.
I had coverage there and there. But other than that, it was...
That's exactly where you don't need coverage.
See-through.
He doesn't even know what he's talking about.
He thinks he's funny.
I was humoring myself at the time.
Listen to him.
He makes those stupid sex jokes that he doesn't even know what he's saying.
He thinks that he made some great gag about
That's where you don't need coverage.
What does that the hell does that mean?
He's talking about the pads that she put in for her
That's
boots.
Where you don't need coverage.
No, that is where she needs coverage, old man.
Get it together. And then we went to the David Steinberg.
He's in the perfect city. Yeah. He truly is, because he's got all his old friends there, and it works for him.
Robbie just handed me a note that Mark Schlereth called.
Yes.
Got word we're looking for him.
Good.
We're going to get him on tomorrow?
Yes. We'll farm it up for
that. Stinky on tomorrow's show.
We'll find out what our buddy Mark Schlereth is doing. Hold on. Here is Yanni.
Yes. I talked to him also sometime in the 5 o'clock hour tomorrow.
Okay.
Very good.
We'll talk to Stinky about whatever he's doing with the guiding light or whatever it is. The Silver Surfer thing.
Yeah. We started that. Well, we actually, did we pick the winner?
I think.
We all agreed it's the band.
I'm with you. I like the band.
Yeah.
Although, God, you know, we got a lot of these that I didn't read. A lot of really dork ones. Dear Don and Mike, I would give the Silver Surfer a spiffy home. I'm 39.
Anybody that uses the word spiffy.
I have thousands of comic books, including the Batman with Don's letter. Hmm. I'm 300-plus pounds, a poor dresser, documented I haven't had sex in 17 years.
Documented.
I spend most nights playing my online game about superheroes. A Silver Surfer shrine in my basement would be great if I could make room for the giant R2-D2 that I already have.
See, they're all... Yeah. I don't like the guys that have other stuff.
You know, he almost had me until he mentioned that he had the giant full-size R2-D2.
Right. And as I was mentioning before, it's kind of all about the Silver Surfer. What's going to give the Silver Surfer the best exposure? And that band sounds... We have to find out if they're legit, though.
We have an awful lot of people who have either named themselves or named their kids Norin.
Norin is the real name of the Silver Surfer. His real name.
And then the other one that I liked, Mike, the backup, if the band doesn't work out, is the guy. It's pretty simple. I went to the theater that had the display figure in the lobby.
Is that the guy that embarrassed his wife?
Yeah. I asked the manager what happens when they don't need it anymore.
That's so real right
there. I love comics. Yeah. It's cool. I asked if I could make an offer. She laughed. My wife had to drag me away from having me make a scene.
I love that story. It's simple, but it's real. I like that, too. It's a good backup.
But the best one is this one. If you didn't hear the original email about an hour ago, dear Don and Mike, want to throw our hat in the ring for your Silver Surfer statue. We are in a band, a space-themed surf band called Reverb Galaxy. On stage, we wear spacesuits, glowing glasses, and supply and drink ice-cold Tang. We are accompanied by our Jane Jetson-esque dancing girls, the Neptunas.
That's what kicked it over the top for
complete
me.
With smoking ray guns. We're playing in lovely downtown Hyattsville, Maryland, Saturday.
That's what I had a little trouble believing.
And we'd love to have Norin Rad be with us on this and subsequent appearances.
And wouldn't that, I mean, if they really are a band that has that theme, what an addition.
Be perfect.
What an addition it would
they
be.
They take
for
him
them
on the road, everywhere they perform. It'd be great.
Phone number.
When they get to, Forestville.
There you go, Robbie.
What's his name?
Mojito. That's what it says. Mojito.
Mojito? Okay.
Mojito.
That's good, too. The rum drink.
Hi, man. Speak to Mojito.
Mr. Mojito.
Mojito? Hi, it's Robin.
It's a guy named Mojito.
Got right through.
God almighty, what's going on?
Hey, Mojito. How's your sister, Singapore Sling?
Wow.
Your brother, Harvey Wahlbeck. You got him?
That's Paul Mojito.
Mojito?
All right, here he is now. Mr. Mojito. Hello, Mojito.
Greetings, Don and Mike. This is Mojito. How are you
now
today?
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You go by the name of Mojito?
Well, not on my checks or anything.
But you're, that's your nickname, the rum drink? You like those? Do you drink those?
Well, yeah, I've been known to have more than one on occasion.
Well, I like them already.
We did receive over 300 what we consider to be serious entries
right
in our contest.
Mm-hmm.
We've selected yours. We like you. We like the thought that you've got a band. Is your band really performing in Hyattsville, Maryland on Saturday night?
Yes, we're performing at the lovely Chick Hall Surf Club.
The Chick Hall Surf Club?
You betcha.
Wait a minute. Now, come on now. I'm starting to get confused. Is there a legitimate business
I believe
in
there is
Hyattsville called the Chick Hall Surf Club?
Well, there certainly is. It's been there, gosh, since the 50s, I think.
And it's is it a music venue?
Yeah. Huh.
Does your band have a website?
We do.
Okay.
There you go. It's a real band. And what's the name? What's your website? The band is what? Reverb Galaxy?
The band is Reverb Galaxy. We were Mega Tsunami, and unfortunately, a Mega Tsunami hit. And
yeah.
We changed our names, of course. And
funny anymore.
Mojito, when I called, was that a child who answered?
That was. That was my lovely daughter, Lilo.
Are you a fit parent?
Lilo.
Why
do I think that's an alias, too?
Lilo. Well, Lilo, this is Mojito.
Lilo doesn't sign her checks that way either, does she?
No. Her IOUs, maybe, but not her checks.
Okay.
The weird thing is, it sounded like a very young child, and I asked for Mojito, and she said, hold on.
She knew Mojito.
Sure, Daddy Mojito. Well, I tell you what, Mojito, out of all the entries we got, we like yours the best.
Wonderful.
I think, as we mentioned, the Silver Surfer comes in about 80 pieces, and you have to bring your own truck to pick it up.
Not a problem.
I mean, if you're hauling music equipment around, you got there's the band.
A picture
there
of the
are
band.
Yeah, you guys are.
Well, upgraded from the broken down van to an actual pickup truck.
So. What kind of music do you play, Mojito?
It's all instrumental surf music. Think like Dick Dale and Venture.
A little walk, don't run action.
You know it.
Yeah, right. Beach music. Okay, good. Well, we'll have a link to your website on our website. Mm-hmm. Hold on. You get the thrill of talking to John Norman.
Yay!
And maybe we can get you down here tomorrow to pick it up so you can have the Silver Surfer on stage with your band this weekend.
Oh, that would be so awesome. We would proudly display it.
Congratulations, it. Mojito.
Thank you.
You're the winner.
Woohoo!
You're the winner.
And you didn't even mention that you're sick or anything. Thank you, my friend.
Good job, Mojito.
Hold on a second.
That's interesting. That's one weird guy. I think so. That's instrumental surfer music.
Yeah, that's catching on.
To be honest, it is a niche that was popular back in the 60s.
Right. Yeah, everybody knows it. I mean, I certainly knew it as soon as he described it. Everybody knows Dick Dale and that kind of sound. I mean, you get that in a lot of Quentin Tarantino movies.
Yeah, Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction has it.
Is probably the most powerful example of that, right?
Exactly.
The music movement was based in both Hawthorne, California and Hyattsville, Maryland.
Dick Dale.
Anyway, he's the man. He wins the statue. He'll come down tomorrow with his band to get it. And
I hope they take some pictures of the statue up on stage with him, because I'd like to see that, too. Yeah.
I would like more than that. I'd like someone to have a tape recorder. I hope that on Monday's show we can have some audio of these guys on stage.
I think we should.
Introducing Norman Reed or whatever his name. Well, what's his
Norman.
Norin something.
Norin Chad.
What is the Norin? What's his last name?
I don't remember.
The surfer?
Norin Dale.
Something with more double letters in it, I remember.
God damn it. Well, who cares?
Yeah. It's the Silver Surfer.
Right.
We got it off our hands.
So that's it. We did it. We did it. We took care of it.
Yeah. And then now it'll be there for everybody to see in Hyattsville this weekend.
Everyone can share it.
Oh, and now we're starting to get the angry emails.
Of course. Oh, we knew that was coming.
The bitter people.
If only we had more statues to give away.
Dear Don and Mike, F you.
You're welcome.
I'm a serious Silver Surfer fan.
Oh, screw you.
When I saw it, I got real excited.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I must have it. The Great Galactus spits on you.
That's not nice.
That's a bad attitude.
That's not nice at all.
And thank you. It's Norin Rad.
Norin Rad. Yeah, Rad is in Norin surfers.
Rad.
Radical.
Right. All right. Well, let's break and we'll come back and maybe we'll hear some more of the mail from the disgruntled guys who live in their basement with their mom and mad they didn't win the statue today.
Greetings, bastards.
Hold on. The gay thing.
Yes.
The gay thing.
Mm-hmm.
Gay.
When we come right back. The gay thing.
The gay thing.
The gay thing.
Oh, that's every day.
Like right.
The act?
What?
The act that is the gay thing?
The gay thing. When we come right back.
I'm curious.
This is the Don and Mike Show.